Let's move back now to Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. Here's John Boggs with more of the Thursday Morning Breakfast Club. John?
Thank you, Rob. I've dug deep and gone to the right people to get things done here. We've got Kenya Habegger with us.
Yeah, dug real deep for that one, didn't you?
Kenya, I put Helen on the spot about felting. Tell us a little bit about felting. I think it's a fascinating technique, but tell us what it is.
Well, there's a couple different techniques to felt. You can wet felt, which is taking the wool and you're adding water and some soap and detergent and agitation. Okay. Basically together, and it's done with water, and you're moving your hands, and it makes it into, it's what they call wet felting. Mm-hmm. There's also needle felting, mm-hmm. which needle felting is done with needles. Each needle has small little barbs on them, so every time that you push in to the wool, it pulls fibers through, and every time you pull out, it pulls fibers back out. So you're basically doing kind of a sewing machine
type action.
Like the, you know, something in the form of basically you're making a big old mat.
Uh-huh.
Well, and, you're making it in colorful designs.
And the resulting item that you have is...
It's going to last a long time.
Yes, especially with wet felting. If
yes.
people haven't seen something that's wet felt, when you're done, it doesn't look like it's woven.
No, and it's real soft. You can also do a form of felting also. If you crochet or knit, you can make the item just as bigger than what you really want it to be. And then you pretty much throw it into the washer and into the hot dryer. And if anybody has washed the wool sweater, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It went from a 3X to a toddler's 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a felted item.
Right, right.
It's no longer a sweater.
You need to plan on that before you do it.
It's usually a good idea to have an idea what you're planning on doing.
Yep.
But you can make great purses out of felted sweaters that you've ruined.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get a sweater that's all felted. Well, now you can cut it down and sew it together and make a bag out of it.
Okay, so instead of putting it on a Barbie doll, you can make something useful out of
it. Exactly.
Okay.
Make a dog coat, whatever.
Okay. We also have Gynath with us, finally. Tell us, was the traffic really bad on 27?
Well, basically, it was the fact that I had to go around. I mean, the police stopped you there in Geneva, and you just had to go the back roads and stay behind a big vehicle, a semi, for instance.
Okay, well, at least we're glad you got here and glad you got here safe. Yeah. Tell us a little about the events this weekend at FiberFest.
Thank you. One of the things I want to talk about is basically the silent auction. And the silent auction is in conjunction with the Helping Hands Food Bank Soup Supper. And the silent auction, this is something different we are doing this year. Through the years, Zach Medler has always made bowls for us and has always came up through the winter months whenever, if anybody remembers, it was snowing. And the classes did not go because the kids could not get in. School was canceled. It was just really bad weather. And I know Kenya can vouch for that because mm-hmm. she tried to bring her kids up a couple times and they had to cancel. So anyway, we do want to thank Zach for all of his years of making bowls. But his mother did donate a nice item here for the silent auction. It's a nice picture
mm-hmm. vase. Very pretty.
And so we do thank her for that, and we do want to thank Zach for all of his many years as far as donating bowls that people have just really loved those.
Now let's remind our listeners when the soup supper and silent auction is.
It will be Friday evening from 4 to 7. Evening, 4 to 7. And all the proceeds from the silent auction will go towards the Helping Hands Food Bank.
Okay. Excellent.
And then also, the different soups, I wanted to tell you what soups they are having because of Lent at this time. They are having broccoli soup. They're having Richard's potato soup. And if you remember, they won the Taste of Jay at the Jay County...
Mm-hmm. Taste of Jay County.
Taste of Jay County, yes. They won the soup, so we thank them for donating the potato soup. And then we also have creamy wild rice soup, and then they have chili soup with meat, and they're also having cheddar broccoli soup. And also added on the menu this year, we have turkey and chicken wings donated from Buffalo Wings and Rings, and the Ponderosa Steakhouse here have donated wings for that Friday night. And then they also have Fisher hot dogs, and cupcakes have been donating from Patriot Sweet Cakes. And then also the Quilt Club, our local Quilt Club, always brings in extra cakes for that evening, along with Wick's pies.
Well, that doesn't sound like a soup supper. It sounds like a feast.
Well, we're hoping we get
And all that's for $5?
And all that's for
$5,
wow, yes.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I think I'll have to bring the family out there.
Well, you need to do that. Also, we have a the Bayland Food Committee. Do I have time to mention?
Well, let's go back and do the news, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit.
Okay, thanks. Uh-huh.